Belinda presents this unabridged recording of
Stories of Hope, Finding Inspiration in Everyday Lives, written by Heather Morris and read by Heather Morris and Nicolette McKenzie.
Hello, audiobook listener. Thank you very much for picking up Stories of Hope. This book is very special to me, and I feel honoured to have had the opportunity to write it. I've been asked a few times why I wanted to write Stories of Hope ahead of my next novel, which will come out in 2021. It's a good question. Stories of Hope is such a different book, and writing it was deeply personal. I must admit that the process made me feel a little exposed, vulnerable. But I have been so fortunate that readers have wanted to share their stories with me, and so it seemed fair that I should do the same. Here's the thing. You give me hope. You inspire me. You wake me up and I see beyond my bubble, getting a glimpse into your lives. You reinforce my faith in humanity because you care. Such a simple concept to care about someone, things, animals, our planet. But in caring, we are living. We are hoping. We are loving. We are moving beyond the word me. The idea for Stories of Hope came to me after I had written the words, "The End," on Silke's journey. Silke's friends told me what an incredibly caring woman she was, and this often brought me back to her survival in Vorkuta Gulag and the role Yelena, the doctor she credited with saving her life, played. I can only guess at what Yelena saw in Silke that made her want to help her, but I believe she risked everything to aid a prisoner because she cared for her, cared about her, wanted to protect her and be her friend. Yelena gave Silke hope, and that hope in turn gave her courage, determination, and the will to survive. And then you, the readers of The Tattooist of Auschwitz and Silke's Journey, write to me. You share your stories of hope. I read them. I hear them. I hear you. So many of you tell me that in writing about Lully, Geeta, and Silke, I give you hope to endure a tragedy or trauma you are dealing with. Hope that you can mend a relationship. Hope that we will come through the COVID-19 pandemic and see the world differently. I also wanted to write more about Lully and Geeta. There is so much more to that story, mine and Lully's. I often get asked what he was like. Who was he? What was your relationship like? I wanted to tell you more about this quirky personality, his laughter, his grief, and above all, his love for Geeta. Lully was a complex man, a charmer, but a man of great integrity. He hoped that by telling his story, he'd ensure that what happened to him and millions of others during the Holocaust would never happen again.